الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه المبين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم Most honorable ulama, respected elders of the community, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I had spent the better part of the last 48 hours trying to put together a message with reference to the deeper underpinnings of why a day like Women's Day is allocated to the broader citizenry of South Africa and even in some parts of the globe. However, I had my plans and Allah had His own plans. And while having a bite this morning with the family, I just happened to hear nikah announcements taking place at this particular masjid. And it takes me on a different journey. I begin to think that I'd be failing in my duty as a representative, as an ambassador of Islam, to not be agile enough to adjust the message for today. Therefore, my respected brothers, I've decided to just keep in mind these individuals who have just entered into the bond of nikah before Jumu'ah and those who will be entering into the bond of nikah after Jumu'ah, inshallah, in view of the fact that nikah is something that in all its elicits a lot of joy, and it's a moment when entire families, not only the bride and the groom, but entire families look forward to this event. And there's no doubt that the energy that is invested in how a relationship is initiated is the very same energy that will serve as the glue to bind those parties forever, inshallah. So, the intention, my respected brothers, is to just briefly touch on the five S's that apply as a recipe for success in any nikah relationship. The alphabet S can signify many pleasurable things, but let's not allow our minds to race too fast. The first S that is a significant ingredient in the success of any nikah is the S of sunnah. Sunnah, not only in terms of the ritual aspects of ibadah and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed ibadah and acts of worship, but the sunnah of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam appropriated his frustration and his anger, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam navigated difficult conversations, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam calculated when he needed to say something and when he needed to remain silent. For any individual to successfully adopt the sunnah in their marital relationship, it will not suffice for an individual to just consider and be content with what messaging of the sunnah is shared from the platform. An individual requires deep interaction, regular interaction with the sunnah, to understand the importance of the sunnah in his or her life. So, we all know that one of the most thorniest issues in the academic context of Islam in the modern world is the aspect of the number of wives that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had. Time doesn't allow, now is not the appropriate time to be touching on this aspect of why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had married so many women. But suffice to say that for us as believers, in the example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this particular phenomenon of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam having married so many women and having the unique privilege of having married so many women is pregnant with meaning for all of us. Intended, given the subject matter, the pun pregnancy is intended. So anyway, it's pregnant with meaning because in the modern world, if an individual We all have friends. And we all portray a different kind of personality of ourselves to our friends. But who we are and what we are in our own, in the confines of our own home, is very different. So for us as believers in the example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had married so many women, the wisdom behind this was that so many individuals had observed the conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam firsthand, leaving no room for an excuse to omit the sunnah from one's life if the narrator of a particular hadith regarding the conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is one of his 9 wives. There's no reason to neglect that particular sunnah. And this is why we should not only pay particular attention to the content of a hadith, but also to the narrator. Because the narrator of the hadith, if the narrator in the current context of our discussion, is one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it leaves very little room for an individual to neglect that particular content of the hadith. There's deep wisdom. As they say, my respected brothers, in emulating the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the marital context, if an individual is desirous of a Muhammad, if an individual is desirous of a Muhammad, she must be a Khadija. And if an individual wants a Khadija, then he must be a Muhammad. That is adopting the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one's marriage life, inshallah. The second important S in the context of marriage, as an ingredient to a successful marriage, is the ingredient of salah. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Verily, salah has the potency, intended once again, salah has the potency to deal with all and to address all of the conditioning effects which are required for an individual to successfully navigate a relationship. For any man, the greatest fear and form of anxiety for any man in a relationship is that one day his spouse may desert him. And the greatest fear of any woman in a relationship is that of trust. She may not be able to trust her partner and her husband at all times. In order to ensure that trust is never breached by the husband, and the wife and the wife never deserts her husband, the most successful ingredient to condition the conduct of each individual in that nikah, in that relationship, is that of salah. Throughout the peaks and troughs of that relationship, there will be moments of extreme joy, and there will be moments of extreme sadness, trial and tribulation. But salah will serve as that circuit breaker and will serve as that instrument to bind the two hearts once again. The third important S as an ingredient towards a successful relationship is that of being able to say sorry. It's amazing and it's phenomenal that our deen teaches us that if you are on the right side of an argument, then the best recourse to adopt is to forgive the other one. And if you are on the wrong side of the argument, then just say sorry. It has amazing potential to just calm tension and to reunite hearts and souls once again. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith, something to this effect, "Man taraka al-mira' wa huwa muhiqqun buniya lahu baytun fi rabdil jannah." If an individual is on the truth, he's on the right side of an argument, but he abandons his viewpoint and he surrenders just in the interest of keeping peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will construct for that individual a home in the center of Jannah. This particular narration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not just to serve some kind of sugar-coated motivation. It's meant to appeal to our intellect. Because in our own intellect, in our own scenario, if an individual enjoys a residence in the center of town, it gives him all the privileges. It gives him all forms of protection from harm that may surround individuals who live on a particular periphery. But when an individual lives in the middle of Jannah, when he lives in the middle of a town, by and large, he's protected from most forms of evil. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying to us. It's not just ordinary sugarcoating. It's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam appealing to our intellect. That it's extremely painful. Only an individual who knows what it takes to forego his viewpoint for the sake of keeping peace, only that individual will understand the effectiveness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith, that when you are on the truth, despite being on the truth, your ability to let go is the easiest way to overcome and to move on. The fourth important ingredient and S towards the success of a relationship is that of silence. Good communication does not lie in saying the right thing at the right time. Good communication is about leaving the most hurtful things unsaid at the most tempting moment. That is good communication. If we cannot benefit an individual or people around us through our speech, the least we should be doing is benefiting them through our silence. The ability to remain silent is a skill that people learn with time. Only with time in a relationship will an individual learn the significance of silence. And only individuals who are successfully navigating their relationships thus far will be able to relate to the point of how significant it is to remain silent. Silence is at time the most effective form of communication. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability to adopt silence in our general interpersonal relationships as well as our own marital relationships. In the world today, the entire education system, from start to finish, is all about assertiveness. Express yourself. Don't be an introvert. This is how the education system is designed. There may not necessarily be anything wrong with it, but at times it does become questionable for us as believers in the values of Islam. Because in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عَلِّمْ نَفْسَكَ الصَّمْتِ كَمَا تُعَلِّمُهَا الْكَلَامِ. Teach yourself to remain silent the way you teach yourself and you educate yourself to speech and to articulate yourself. It's a learned skill. It's an acquired skill to remain silent. To reiterate, the art of good communication doesn't lie in saying the right thing at the right time. The art of good communication lies in leaving unsaid the most hurtful things at the most tempting moments. The fifth S that is significant as an ingredient in any marital relationship is that of sacrifice. Rome wasn't built in a day. Things are not found from day one. Sacrifice is probably one of the most significant ingredients in the success of any modern day relationship. When we think of sacrifice, it's not about sacrifice in terms of just material things. Because by and large, when many brides, by the time they become brides, they are conditioned into having many material things. And the occasion of marriage itself represents an occasion where many other material things are also acquired in the process. But the aspect of sacrifice also lies in embracing the need to sacrifice just in terms of the personality. Accepting each other for who you are. Being able to sacrifice the fact that this may not be the person I anticipated from day one. But inshallah, with time, with investing of the right energy, inshallah, this individual will become the person I wanted. It's not about sacrifice only in terms of material things. It's also about sacrificing the personality. Understanding that this person, I've got to accept this person with all of the imperfections. I've got to accept this person with all the hospital admissions. I've got to accept this person with all the hurtful moments. We'll only appreciate the joy if we taste the difficulty and the pain of hurtful moments. We only appreciate the joy when we undergo trial and tribulation in our relationships. And then we treasure it, we savor it, it becomes a memory, and it invests, it holds us in good stead for the future, inshallah. So as I said, marriage, any message on marriage, the most, I often deem myself as the most inappropriate person to be speaking about it. And the most appropriate individuals being the ones who are married for 40 and 50 years. But I suppose the community is forgiving in the sense that you are the person who has access, direct access to the Quran and the Sunnah, so we have the privilege of sharing these messages. These messages are not only geared for individuals who are on the threshold of getting married. These messages are significant and meaningful, should be meaningful, to those who are on the threshold of getting married and those individuals who are already married and require breathing of new life in a relationship. Just so that the relationship is in keeping with how the Quran articulates what a relationship is supposed to be. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all of us a very subtle and a very intelligent message. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I'll conclude with this point, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is from amongst the most magnificent signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you indispensable partners that you require to take solace from. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a point of saying, مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to two phases of a relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the phase of love and affection and the phase of mercy. This verse of the Quran is pregnant with meaning because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying a subtle message to you and I that throughout we've got to enter, more specifically the marital relationship, with a mindset of ensuring that we invest so much energy into it, that we observe and we enjoy the privilege of seeing both phases outlined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The phase of love and the phase where you remain together just purely on the basis of mercy for one another. And you overlook everything else. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to us in this verse. It's not just about deriving solace and unfair gain from the opposite gender, which is a significant argument that led to eventually the allocation of a woman's day. It's not just that. It's not just men deriving all the time. It's also about investing so much of time and energy so that both individuals enjoy the phase of love as well as the phase of mercy staying together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to derive appropriate lesson from this basic message of ingredients that will hold us together, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of understanding and the tawfiq to invigorate and breathe new life into our relationships so that we can stem the tide of societal breakdown and degeneration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We say Jazakumullah, Ahsan al-Jazak, to Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Hafiji Sahib. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib is serving in the Jamiat offices for close to 15, 20 years as a senior Mufti at the Jamiat offices in Fordsburg. Allah continue to use him and bless him. Very important and pertinent advisors, especially with the rise in the separation of marriages that is on the rise in our communities. Inshallah, we take these messages to heart, inshallah. We try to implement them in our homes, inshallah, and bring about a turnaround in our marriages for our children's sake, inshallah, for our own sake, and for the future of our children, Allah accept, inshallah. Respected elders and friends, many of our locals are around today also, inshallah. We once again make a humble appeal to you, inshallah, to donate generously, alhamdulillah. Just as a recap, we have two boxes that are on the outside for collection purposes. One is, you will see, that is covered in orange. That is for the purpose of sadaqah. The box that is in orange is for the purpose of sadaqah. That is the mission of mercy. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward them for all their efforts that they use this money, the sadaqah money, to make hampers and to prepare hampers for the various people that are out there that are battling and suffering without the means that they have at their disposal. So this money is specifically used for that reason, and to seek and to give some purpose and direction to it, so we avoid a situation where we don't know what we are giving, how we are giving, and whom to are we giving to. So that specific box, the orange box, is for the mission of mercy, specifically for sadaqah and for the preparation of the hampers. The green box, which is also outside next to it, is specifically for the masjid and for the madrasa. Understand that, respected elders and friends, that money that you put there, alhamdulillah, goes a great way in looking after the affairs of our masjid, looking after the affairs of our madrasa, alhamdulillah. Much of the expenses come out from there, and Allah reward one and all abundantly for that. Like we done this morning, alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful hadith that we read this morning after Fajr. Every action of a man ceases to exist once, except that amount of money or that sadaqah ijariya that he leaves behind. And one of it is the building of a masjid. A person doesn't have to build the whole masjid. Inshallah, whatever he or she can give towards the expenses of the masjid, to give towards the running of the masjid, until that masjid is in existence, until that masjid is being utilized, until those students are learning in the madrasa, every word, every letter, inshallah, you will accrue the benefit of it, not only in this world, but more importantly, when your eyes close, that is the time when you will see the fruits of your labor and every cent that you spend, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and make it possible that our wallets never get dry of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our wallets are always filled towards looking after the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the madrasa, and the various other activities that take place. And like Mawlana said, because there is nikah taking place, there was one that took place before salah, inshallah, and after the Jum'ah salah, after the khutbah, after the sunnah, inshallah, as well, there will be a nikah taking place. Jazakumullah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ذاتا ولا صفاتا وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بعث إلى كافة الناس إماما صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه تحية وسلاما أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية آدابا في معاشرة الزوجين وحقوقا لا بد من مراعاتها للطرفين فقد روي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخيركم خيركم لنسائهم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع ألا واستوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنهن عوان عندكم ليس تملكون منهن شيئا غير ذلك إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا ألا إن لكم على نسائكم حقا ولنسائكم عليكم حقا فأما حقكم على نسائكم فلا يؤطئن فرشكم من تكرهون ولا يأذن في بيوتكم لمن تكرهون ألا وحقهن عليكم أن تحسنوا إليهن في كسوتهم وطعامهن وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع فاتقوا الله في النساء فإنكم أخذتموهن بأمان الله واستحللتم فروجهن بكلمة الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الإمامين سيدنا الحسن والحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى بنات النبي الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة سيدة النساء رضي الله تعالى عنهن وعلى عميه سيدنا حمزة والعباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى الستة الباقية من العشرة المبشرة طلحة والزبير وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعد بن أبي وقاص وسعيد بن زيد وأبي عبيدة بن الجراح رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعلى أزواج النبي المكرم وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة والسودان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ارفع عنهم بطشه وكيده وعدوانه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا ندرأ بك في نحره ونعوذ بك اللهم من شره اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل شأنهم في سفال وأمرهم في وبال اللهم أهلكهم بالسنين واجعلها عليهم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم ربنا لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you. closer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadun wa salli ala rasulih al-Kareem. As in everything else, we correct our niyyah and intention. Those who are married, we renew our niyyah and intention. At the least, a few intentions as far as nikah is concerned. It is only and solely for the pleasure, the happiness, the love of Allah. And therefore, we have Allah in our conscience at all times. Secondly, it is the Mubarak way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya alayhi wa sallam before that. But we adopt the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in totality, the akhlaq, the character, the humility, the tolerance, and also the establishment of Allah ta'ala's laws within the home of marriage. Thirdly, very important intention with such an abundance of immodesty, bihayai, promiscuity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I know of nothing better that enables you to lower your gaze and guard your private parts than nikah itself. So with this niyyah of abstention from haram to guard and protect our chastity. And fourth intention, there are many ways we can obey Allah Ta'ala only through the means of nikah. The best expenditure is that which a person spends on one's wife, children, dependents, putting a morsel of food in one's wife's mouth. For the pleasure of Allah brings the reward of sadaqah. Even relations within marriage brings the reward of sadaqah, because that is Allah Ta'ala's halal prescribed manner. So Allah Ta'ala inshallah bless the nikah with every kind of goodness, unite between husband and wife, unite between the families as well inshallah. Make it a means ultimately, as in everything else, a means of getting closer to him and his happiness and love inshallah. The wakil, representative to the bride, Layla Chunara, is by Ahmad Riaz Chunara, her father. Have you taken permission from Layla to act as her wakil? The representative or the witnesses to that was Muhammad Riaz Chunara, as well as Ubaidullah Ahmad. Let's avoid the... So, were the two of you witness to the representation? Okay, mashallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال أيضا فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج وقال أيضا فإنه أغض للبصر وأحصن للفرج وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم نسأل الله يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. By Ahmad Riaz Chunara being the wakil, representative of Layla, your daughter. Have you given Layla in nikah? You by Riyad Bula, the mahar being 5,000 rand cash, with the aforementioned as well as the entire jamaat as witnesses. Have you given Layla in nikah? To Riyadh, have you accepted Layla into your Layla Chunara into your nikah? The mahar being 5,000 rand cash, the aforementioned as well as the entire jamaat as witnesses to the marriage. So have you accepted Layla into your marriage?
Yeah, I did.
MashaAllah. Studied well, MashaAllah. Both options. MashaAllah. So say in Arabic, Nakahtuha.
Nakahtuha.
Waqabiltuha.
Waqabiltuha.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. We say the sunnah dua by which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam congratulate. Barakallahu lak, wa baraka alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. MashaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ألف بين قلوبهما وأصلح ذات بينهما اللهم ألق المودة والمحبة والرأفة بينهما اللهم ارزقهما أولادا صالحين اللهم احفظهما من كيد الكائدين وحسد الحاسدين وعين الناظرين اللهم يا مؤلف القلوب ألف بين قلوبهما وأصلح ذات بينهما يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأزواجه المطهرات خصوصا خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة رضي الله عنهما وكما ألفت بين بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأزواجهن اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.